Georgia's DBHDD has an urgent health warning. One of every 10 counterfeit pills contain fentanyl, a powerful and very deadly drug. Pills from friends or dealers are unsafe, and one pill can cause an overdose. More info at opioidresponse.info.
It's the Bitter Southerner podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting and the magazine I edit, The Bitter Southerner. My name is Chuck Reese. My first job in journalism was covering the media production industry. And anything that I saw that covered the South or was set in the South always looked like one of two stereotypical things. One, a garden party on a veranda. And the other one's kind of like the Hatfields and the McCoys. It goes all the way from the Beverly Hillbillies when I was a child to more recently things like Duck Dynasty. We knew in our hearts that those two stereotypes didn't even come close to representing the richness of this region. And we wanted to do something that would talk about the people who didn't fit those stereotypes and were pushing the South to a better place in the future. After 5 years of running this magazine, we're now launching the Bitter Southerner podcast. In this podcast and in our magazine, we feel like our job is to challenge those stereotypes about the South, to show people and tell their stories about how they're taking the South in a forward-looking and better direction. There are many people like that down here, and too many people don't know about them. One of the things that I'm loving about producing this podcast with GPB is the conversations that we get to have with wonderful people like Dr. Joycelyn Wilson, who is a professor of hip-hop culture at Georgia Tech, and she writes frequently about hip-hop for us in the Bitter Southerner. Joyce and I like to talk about how Southern hip-hop music is essentially the folk music of the Black community in the South these days.
How do we really understand why this music is attractive to all of us, whether it's blues folk music, whether it's soul folk music, dirty South rap folk music? It's all folk music, and it's all from these people in the South who are experiencing the South and the politics of the South.
We cover the culture of the South, or try to, through every possible angle. Now, music is one obvious angle. Another one is food, and we'll get to have great conversations with amazing food writers like Michael Twitty. Michael Twitty asked some pretty hard questions about Southern food in his book, The Cooking Gene. And it's delightful to dive into a topic like who owns Southern food.
Who owns Southern food? Whoever is going to take responsibility for owning its past, maintaining its present, and securing its future in a positive and forward-leaning way.
I sure hope you'll join us when the Bitter Southerner podcast debuts on December 10th. I hope that you'll subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcast, because we're going to start painting a very different picture of the American South.